Brendan, how much of a vote of confidence in the club is it to get the signature of Patrick Cripps on top of what you've already done in terms of player retention this year?
Yeah, I think Stephen Silvani and his team's done a fantastic job, and we've got great retention. That shows our players enjoy the environment. They're growing as people and footballers, and it's a place where they want to be. So to have someone of the calibre of Patrick Cripps probably just solidifies our direction.
In terms of what it means for Paddy as well, and having a guy like him, and even Charlie a little earlier, committing to the club when the club's perhaps not even having the success that they would be after as well.
Yeah, their understanding of some of the challenging realities of our year, but you know, they're quality people and they're really driven to take this club forward. I think Cripper said that during the week. And also, there's a real tight bond in spite of the win-loss ratio, and they're really good mates, and they want to stick together and grow together, which is really pleasing.
What do you make of the Gold Coast performance last week? They looked a lot improved on the rest of the season.
Yeah, it was a terrific performance to beat Sydney. Their contested game's really strong, so you've got to be up and about in that part of the game. So we know it's a huge challenge and it's on their home deck, so we're looking forward to it.
Matty Cruiser this week, not quite right, or was that something to do with the specialist?
No, the specialists have said that they still want to do some further testing, so I think everything's okay, but given that, there's been not a great deal of continuity for him over the last few weeks, so we've got to continue to build him up again. So, yeah, there'll be some ongoing testing there.
You launched a pretty spirited defence of Levi Casbolt a few weeks ago, and obviously he's out of the team again. What has happened in that time with Levi?
Yeah, well, I think, to be fair to Levi, he's had, like many of our players, not a great deal of continuity. You know, he had the ribs, then he had that dislocated finger, and his form as a result of that's been inconsistent. Levi's really determined to get back on track, so this week the challenge for him is to deliver in the VFL.
Kieran Byrne, I think it's his third game for the year. He was touted as one that might replace Sam Doherty this season, but obviously he's had his few injury issues. What are you hoping to see from him this weekend?
Yeah, he's a terrific rebounder. He's got real power, so if we can get it to him in time and space, he can run and carry. So, we hopefully see some little signs there. He's been out for quite a while, so it'll be good for him to finish off the back end of the year in the AFL.
You got Dale Thomas back this week. He's obviously overcome that ailment last week. What do you see the future for Daisy, given the lack of experience, I guess, you've got on your list? Do you think he could be around next year as well?
Oh, listen, I'm not going to make a public statement on that right now, but Daisy's worked really hard with our youngsters during the year. I've said that numerous times, and what we'll do is we'll sit down with Daisy and have a good chat like we will with a few of our players. That happens face to face and probably not in a public forum, so we'll work through that in time. Yeah.